Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast for Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces board composition changes. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced changes to its board of directors, with Mr. Janusz Grabski resigning and Thomas Merling, MD, PhD, appointed as a director. These changes aim to meet evolving governance and capital markets requirements, supporting the company's clinical development and corporate objectives. The board thanked Mr. Grabski for his service and contributions.
Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, seeks to implement a unified strategy to unlock true market value and support shareholders. Earth Science Tech Inc. seeks to implement a unified strategy to maximize shareholder value, resolve structural hurdles, and elevate corporate governance. The company's virtual annual meeting on August 31, 2026, will focus on key initiatives for an uplisting to a higher-tier exchange and eliminating barriers to institutional capital infusion. Recent financial results show significant success in growth, with a focus on optimizing internal operations.
Network news breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. updates board, executive leadership in support of NASDAQ listing application. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. announced updates to its board and executive leadership as part of its NASDAQ listing application. The company welcomed new board members and established three committees. Yuri Piatigorsky was appointed CFO, succeeding Jimmy Chan, who remains CEO. There was no guarantee of meeting NASDAQ listing qualifications or approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, new consider you to visit newsramp.org. That's not what I pretend.